let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargel and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, AncientHopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the AncientHopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the AncientHopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Father John and Danny. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio today again with Father John Wargel. Welcome back, Father John. Great to see you today.
Good morning, Danny.
Super nice day out there. Really beautiful. It's one of those great summer days in Maryland.
Yeah.
There aren't a ton of them, but the last few days have been really nice.
Right. Love it.
Yep. So today we're going to talk about this idea of God's firstborn.
Yeah, the firstborn motif is a very important motif in Scripture, as all motifs are.
But yes, that's right. I've learned that.
Yeah, right. But today we're going to focus on the firstborn motif. Now, we're no strangers to this, are we? Because in the book of Genesis, what did we find out about firstborns?
Well, firstborns don't really get to be firstborns usually. I mean, the ones that are born first, sometimes they don't get the, I don't know, what would it be called?
Well, that's true. That's the reversal motif. You're always expecting the firstborn to come out on top.
Right.
But in the book of Genesis, it's all reversed.
Yeah. God somehow does not choose or bless.
It goes contrary to their culture. And it teaches us something, you know. It's not a given, right, that somebody, because of a certain position, is going to attain the honors of that position.
Right. And that's a really important thing to learn just as a human being.
Yeah. 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 Right. So that doesn't mean it's not important, right?
Sure.
Because when you get to the book of Exodus, where we're at, we have mentioned many times that this is a battle between the firstborns.
Yes.
Against Yahweh's firstborn, who is Israel.
Israel, yeah.
And Pharaoh's firstborn, which is his dynasty in the future of Egypt, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right. So the idea of firstborn doesn't mean it's a literal giving birth, okay? Yahweh doesn't have any consort out there like the pagan gods where, it gives birth to things, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an image throughout Scripture of the best.
Mm.
God's very best.
Yeah.
And so he looks at Israel, he proudly shows the world, this is my best. Not that they are any better than any other nation, as we shall see when we get the book of Deuteronomy, or because they're smarter or because of any sort of inherent thing.
Well, because maybe they obey God more, maybe they...
Well, you
love
would like,
God more.
You would like that, right?
That doesn't happen.
It's just that God has set his love on him. Just as God set his love on Jacob, which always makes us scratch our head.
Right, yeah. Like, why that guy?
Yeah.
He was so bad.
And then, of course, that always takes us to us. You know, why in the world would God choose me? Why am I in a good position with God? It's pure grace.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
I
think of that a lot. You know,
right.
Like, why does God love me so much?
Yeah,
I'm not worth it.
When the return is so poor on my part.
Yes, that's it. Gosh, hate to think that. Okay, let's not talk about that anymore.
Yeah, okay. So Israel is God's firstborn. Okay, now with the firstborn comes something that's very important. We talked about this before, and that's the whole idea of primogeniture.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a crazy word.
Yeah, it's a crazy word, right? That means that the firstborn has a primacy, and in this culture, it has to be the firstborn male, which is the priest.
Okay, right.
Okay, so you'll notice that something's really missing in all this discussion about the liturgy of the Passover and all that stuff, okay?
Yeah.
There's not any mention of priests.
Right. They just aren't there yet, right?
Right. As a matter of fact, the only priests that are mentioned up to this point are pagan priests.
Mm.
Now, we won't want to call Melchizedek the pagan, okay?
No, right, yeah.
You know, because he's highly revered, okay, as a priest of God Most High, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's outside of Israel, right?
Yeah.
Moses' father-in-law was considered to be a priest of Midian.
Okay, yeah.
And as we shall see, there's no indication that he is going to convert to Yahwism, right? Mm-hmm. So, at this point, we've got to conclude that Israel as a nation, as we shall see in chapter 19, which is a really important chapter, God's intention is for Israel to be the priest,
yes,
the firstborn of God. Since they are God's firstborn, they are to be a priest. And if they are to be a priest, what should they be a priest to?
Yeah, right.
They're a priest to something.
Yeah.
And that priest is in fulfillment of the great calling of Abraham, okay, that many nations, he'll be a father of many nations, right?
Right. When did the term, like, they will be a priestly people?
That's specifically brought up in chapter 19 of Exodus,
okay. Yeah.
Verses 4 and following, which we're going to talk about,
yeah.
Okay. And that's really kind of connected to the most important verses in the first part of Exodus, which we said was Exodus chapter 4, the contrast of firstborns, okay?
Oh, sure.
Right, and then you have, that's a key idea to understand everything that we've been discussing up to this point,
mm-hmm,
through the battle and everything, the idea of firstborn. And then you have the idea of being priest to the nations as being really critical to understand everything beyond that.
Sure,
because priests and firstborns are two ideas that come together.
Right. Well, usually the firstborn becomes the priest of the family, right? I mean,
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Right.
And again, so, that might be why, just to think back to Jacob and Joseph, that's why he made him that coat.
That's right.
Because
see,
that was
firstborn of Rachel, who's favorite wife, right?
Right,
so that set in motion all this crisis.
Yeah, so that was kind of a priestly garment. I know you've said that
before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. So we have here a text, okay, of the firstborn text. I'll read some of it. When the Lord your God has brought you into the land of the Canaanites, just as he swore to you and your ancestors, and gives it to you, you will dedicate to the Lord every newborn that opens the womb, and every firstborn male of your animals will belong to God. Okay, now this seems really strange, because up to this point, we've had all the drama of the battle, right? And the exodus of actually leaving Egypt, okay? And right before the grand finale, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the sea.
Yeah.
So this narrative is broken up with this idea of firstborns and these laws about the firstborns.
Right.
Not only the firstborn males of humans, but also of their cattle, right?
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what in the world is this doing here?
Yeah, it's just jammed in there. Once again, you know, this happens every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. But the structure makes you think, okay?
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Father John Wardle and Danny Gallagher. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Father John and Danny.
Males of humans, but also of their cattle. Right?
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what in the world is this doing here?
Yeah, it's just jammed in there. Once again, you know, this happens every once in a while.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But the structure makes you think, okay? It seems strangely out of place, right? However, this drama of leaving Egypt and the great finale acts as sort of bookends around this idea of firstborns, which emphasizes the idea, Danny, this is a big deal.
Right.
Firstborns is important.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, the firstborn motif is crucial. So here we see primogeniture. Okay, Israel is set apart, holy, primogeniture. And within Israel itself, the firstborns of human males and even of the cattle are considered holy. They belong to God because God is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our relationship with him is everything. And everything we have belongs to God.
Right.
And the firstborn is the very best. So what do we do if we want to relate to God? If, you know, he gives us everything. What do we give back to him?
The best.
We give back to him the best.
Yeah.
The firstborns. Okay. Mm-hmm. So instead of sacrificing the firstborns like human sacrifice, Israel was to sacrifice a lamb in place of that firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some sort, even not mentioned here specifically, but there must have been some sort of consecration.
Yeah, that's what
well,
I was wondering. Yeah.
Because there is no priesthood in Israel, even though Israel is a priesthood itself as an entity, right?
Yeah.
But the firstborns of the family were to be priests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when we get to chapter 24, when the covenant is actually, ceremony is actually happening, and this is mentioning of the young men who offered the sacrifices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's very interesting that, you know, that they would be mentioned. And you can really only conclude that they're functioning as priests. They must be the firstborns of the tribes,
yeah,
coming together and performing the ritual.
Yeah, to act in that capacity, even though they weren't named that, you know, as priests or whatever. It was just a group of, like you said, firstborns.
It's assumed that the firstborns were priests.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a tribal society. And it's very different from the priestly orders of the pagan nations like Egypt,
yeah,
and Mesopotamia and what have you,
mm-hmm,
where you had a, sort of like a priestly caste.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So it's very different. However, what we're going to see is that this arrangement didn't work.
Oh, okay.
It fell to pieces in the rebellion. And that is the beginnings of a priestly tribe within Israel, that is, the Levites.
Yeah, the ones that are named to be the priests, yeah.
Well, yeah, they are not necessarily considered firstborns.
Right.
But they are considered as a tribe, a priestly tribe, who are in charge of the ritual and the worship, the guarding of the tabernacle, the taking of it down, building it back up. I mean, you could imagine the firstborns doing all these things,
sure,
couldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
But they lost that, as we shall see.
Mm-hmm. So it becomes more like the tribe becomes named as the priestly tribe, the Levites, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes more like a caste.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
However, it's sort of incidental. It's kind of like something that God created in the face of Israel's rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that it was his primary idea, the Levites.
Okay.
So this is important because it's still in the memory of Israel, even though centuries go by with the priest and the Levites sort of in charge of everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Up until the time of Jesus.
Oh, yeah, of
okay.
course, yeah.
Now, there are, I think in Psalm 89 or something like that, 87, I can't remember exactly. I know it's not 88 because that's that really dark and depressing psalm. That
We talked about that before.
Right. Where the Messiah is called the firstborn.
Yeah, yeah.
Which really means it's Yahweh's exclusively important, that sort of thing.
Well, call it the best.
The best. Yeah, I mean, it simply is the best, right? It's Yahweh's best, which is Jesus, right? And so when you get into the New Testament, I believe in the book of Galatians, but I have to be more, I should have done my homework a little bit better, you know, but it is clear that in the New Testament, Jesus is considered God's firstborn.
Yeah.
In fact, we see him with a special relation. The eternal logos from the Father is described as the Son of God, the firstborn, right? The very best of God who fulfills this priestly function to the T.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we see how important these motifs are as we think through them and we kind of take a look into the future with regard to these motifs.
Yeah. And seeing that Jesus is what comes out of this whole idea in the Old Testament is Jesus as firstborn, as the best, as the high priest, essentially, of the world.
Right. And with it is the abolition of the Levitical priesthood.
Mm, okay.
So it really was considered to be a temporary thing within time.
Yeah. I also thought it was interesting that one of the things that I read was that it's Jesus that allows us as heirs to have our inheritance.
That's right.
And that would, I mean, that makes sense also as like in that role, that role of priest, that role of the best.
Yeah, we all belong to the family of God. That's a Catholic idea. It's such a wonderful Catholic idea because we have God the Father, right?
Yeah.
We have the Blessed Mother through whom Jesus, God's firstborn, came into the world, and taking on our humanity, he becomes our brother. So he belonged to a family with a firstborn, a primogenitor, Jesus, who brings about salvation for all his brothers and sisters.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that is about as beautiful as you can imagine, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Now,
we belong to a cool family, like the family of everlasting life, because he defeated sin and death, which we could not do.
Yeah.
We belong to this redeemed family whose primogenitor is Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo. Okay. So we'll have to see what happens next in the story. This is jammed in the middle, so
right.
I don't know where we go from here.
Well, I don't either sometimes.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming in. Good talking to you.
Okay. God bless. Bye.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture.
Thanks for listening. The Deep Dive into Scripture podcast theme music is Epic Trailer by Scott Holmes, sourced from scottholmesmusic.com using a Creative Commons license. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple or Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.